Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry about that. I thought I was biting into a chocolate chip cookie, but it was a raisin cookie. Oh, my gosh. I'm a little upset. And not so much because there's no chocolate, but because I got pieces of raisin in my teeth, which means it's going to remind me all day long until I brush and dental floss my teeth that I ate a raisin cookie instead of a chocolate chip cookie. And no, don't be giving me this stuff that the raisin cookie is healthier, then I should find solace in that, because I don't. I wanted my chocolate chip. I didn't get my chocolate chip, and I got a big piece of raisin stuck in between my incisors, and I think a premolar. I don't know. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, our phone can tell us if we're depressed. All right, I hope not, because otherwise I think I'd be giving off beeps all the time. And I like to hide things. I don't like to be open. You know, I like to keep things a secret. I like to be very, very quiet and subdued, as you all could tell. I don't need my phone knowing that stuff. Women who douche are at risk for chemical exposure. For those of you that thought it was safe to douche, it isn't, okay? Almost more dangerous than a shark attack. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how there are glasses that will actually allow cancer to glow. And this is pretty, pretty cool stuff. We're going to talk about that. The closer we get to Star Trek medical stuff, the better. And we're going to talk to you about that. You know, I've been, looking at this Cascadia big quake thing that's supposed to hit us. Have you guys been seeing this Cascadia, Cascadia, right? Megaquake is supposed to hit. And there was an article in one of the New York sources, I don't know if it was the New York Times, that was talking about what we need to do. Basically, they're telling us to run because the grounds are going to liquefy underneath us. So we'll talk about that, because we got some geologists weighing in on what this Cascadia is supposed to be. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy show on the Dr. Dahlia Show today. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yesterday, I was at an event at Harley-Davidson on, it was a Red Rock Harley-Davidson in Las Vegas, Nevada. They were hosting an event for Scott Walker. I heard about it about 24, 48 hours prior. And I'm like, I want to meet Scott Walker. I think he's kind of cute. You know, we know about what he did with the unions, and it's like, I'd like to meet him. So I went over there, and I got to meet him. It was great. Good picture. Got to give him a quick hug. Oh, it was awesome. Very, very cute. Really nice looking family. Has a couple nice sons, you know, very clean cut and good shape. Wife is really nice. I mean, it was very, very interesting to see. They're like a Midwest family. They just seem to be down to earth, kind of opposite the whole Donald Trump, I'm rich type of thing. And I mean, I'm watching the psychology of how this primary is going to pan out. Donald Trump is very, very interesting. He's very attractive to a lot of people because he can say whatever the heck he wants to. And despite a Macy's boycott or any of the other companies trying to boycott him, he's still going to be rich. And so he could go out there and say whatever. Now, some people are concerned that he's going to ruin the Republican Party and make people think that we're anti, Latino, that we're, anti-poor. I don't think that. I think everybody knows that Donald Trump is a personality. He's a TV personality, and he's going to come off as a butt. Okay? And he is going to come out as that. And whether you agree with some of the stuff he says or whether you disagree, he is going to make headlines, and he knows how to make headlines. All he has to do is drop a bomb, and he is going to have the headlines. So he's actually winning. He's actually ahead in the polls. One of the latest polls we saw was it was him, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, who just barely entered the race, then Marco Rubio, and Paul Rand is in there, and Ben Carson, and Fiorina, and it's you know, it's interesting because it all depends on who the media is going to highlight. Trump is all over the news, so of course he's out of the polls. A lot of concern that, okay, is he going to stick with it? Is he really running for office, or is he doing this just, you know, to boost ratings for his celebrity apprentice? I don't even know if Apprentice is still going to go on. I don't know. And we know this guy already has a lot of money, so I don't really know what exactly he wants to do. I mean, you know, it seems to me that he wants to be in front of the cameras. Does he really want to run for president? I don't know. Does Trump know how to fix the economy? I mean, who would I vote for? Well, I want to vote for somebody who knows what to do when the economy is still flirting with another recession, if not depression. Okay, so what do? You want to incentivize. You want to tell employers, look, for every employee you hire, we're going to give you a tax break. For every employee you give health insurance to, which, by the way, is still a crock, we need to, you know, get health insurance out of the hands of the employers and get it back to the patients. We don't want employers burdened with health insurance costs, and we don't want employees at the mercy of their employers. But if you're going to do a quick fix, tell every employer that we are going to incentivize you for every employee you have on health insurance. For every full-time employee, you get X amount of tax credit. For every person you hire, such that their tax burden is going to go down the more they employ, because the more they employ, the more taxes are going to be paid. You see? Something like that. I want somebody that has some common sense. I want someone that has some common sense when it comes to Iran. Are you kidding me? We have an agreement with Iran, allowing Iran. I know Obama's like, no, they're not going to make a nuclear bomb. Bull crap. Are you kidding me? I want somebody that has some understanding of what the hell is going on in the Middle East. All right? And why it could be very, 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 very dangerous to even tease or tempt or play with the idea of one of these countries having a nuclear bomb. So, I don't know, Scott Walker, Marco Rubio, I don't know. I find a lot of these guys impressive by what they have to say. Now, we'll see. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a Catherine Schultz of The New Yorker chronicled a quote-unquote yet-to-happen earthquake that is supposed to devastate the Northwest. Now, she isn't the first one that postulated this. We have been talking about a big one that is supposed to be hitting the Northeast quadrant of the Pacific Ocean, which ends up being our Northwest, Pacific Northwest area on our country. Remember, Chile had a huge earthquake, New Zealand did, Japan did, with the resulting tsunami. The next hit is supposed to be that fourth corner, the northeast corner Pacific, which makes our Pacific Northwest. It is called the Cascadia Megathrust Fault Line. Stop the giggles. And it is a 1,000-kilometer-long line from California to Canada, which is supposed to clash with a 700-square-mile plate in the Pacific Ocean. When this happens, it is supposed to cause a huge tsunami. They said this is going to be one of the biggest disasters we could have ever imagined to our continent. And they say citizens will maybe only have 20 minutes to walk or run or flee. They say the only way to escape, this is some scary stuff, is going to be on foot as roads are going to liquefy. And geographers are saying start running when you hear dogs barking, because the dogs are going to be freaking out. Before, now, I don't know about you guys, but I have a dog that freaks out when a piece of lint flies in front of him. So, I mean, I would not take my dog seriously. If my dog starts to bark, I'm going to think the cat was teasing him. Or like I said, the lint floated up by his nose and it tickled his little baby nose. And then he was like, ruff, 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 ruff. But I guess what you're looking for, what you're listening for, is all dogs in the neighborhood starting to go crazy. All right, so the killer quake is supposed to be along Cascadia. It's the fault line which runs from Cape Mendocino, California, to Vancouver Island. They say it is 72 years overdue. The quote-unquote big one will hit when Juan de Fuca, a 700-mile chunk of the Pacific Ocean, decides to slide under Canada and America. The entire coastal region will then sink at least 6 feet. This is according to geographers, okay? I'm just the messenger, okay? Don't start getting mad that you got to start packing. When, it says not if, but when it arrives, they say, it is unlikely that the people of coastal Oregon, Washington, and California will be able to escape. There are a few tips that they do recommend. They say, one, you need to run to higher ground. Do not drive. They say the force of the quake will cause, yeah, I think they're worried about global warming and the gas usage and the carbon monoxide. But they say you need to run and not drive because the quake force is going to cause liquefaction of the solid ground. Did you guys know, have you guys ever seen ground liquefy? I saw it in I think I saw it in that volcano movie, Dante's Peak, but that's because there was a volcano going on. In the areas that aren't liquefied, the highways are likely to be crumbled by landslides, with 30,000 avalanches set to hit Seattle alone. So you're going to only have a 20-minute interval to climb, and you're alert will be dogs barking. Is that the best we could do? Waiting for dogs to bark? They say the first sign of the quake is coming will be set by compressional waves that are only audible by dogs. Then the quake will come 20 minutes later. Oh, then there's going to be the quake. And then the tsunami will come 20 minutes later. What movie with The Rock was there? San Andreas. Yeah, San Andreas, yeah. Geographers estimate that you could survive by walking, but you need to walk at least 3.5 miles an hour. Okay, so you can't sit there and be selfieing and texting, and you need to book. If everyone ups their average speed from 2.5 miles per hour to 3.5 miles per hour, the death toll will drop to 15,970. 70% of this 16,000 person death toll, they say, God forbid, would be Washington, nearly 30% in Oregon, and only 4% in California. That's because everybody's going to hop on their drones. They say, do not be a hero, okay? Don't try to be like The Rock. Well, I don't know what The Rock did. All I remember is his shirt was on, and I was really upset. All right, so the fault zone lies underwater between 40 and 80 miles offshore the Pacific Northwest coastline. Earthquake scientists, they say, have these little listening posts along the coast from Vancouver Island to Northern California. And they have been using ships to drop off and later retrieve these ocean bottom seismographs that fish are kind of swimming by going, what the hell is this? They record for up to, they do. They do. That's what's being recorded. The fish are swimming by going, what the hell is this stupid thing? Right? They record for up to a year right on top of the fault zone. But they have detected few signs right now, and they expected to see more grinding and slippaging and that kind of stuff. They say it's a puzzle. According to the University of Oregon geophysics professor Doug Toomey, so two teams have been examining the area. I would say maybe, you know, hire a couple more. A joint Japanese-Canadian team dropped instruments offshore of Vancouver Island and said, "Doh," while Toomey's team is in its fourth year of deployments. Where's Whale Wars? You would think, you know, they got, you know, some teams to deploy. Let's get them. They, that could, you know, they could do some help. Name the Cascadia Initiative. It is rotating among subduction zone segments off your Washington, Oregon, and Northern California. So don't worry, guys. We're in good hands. We got two teams on the case. That's it. Two teams. So experts are now lobbying city planners to take more affirmative action, such as banning construction in these targeted coastal areas. And they say some parts of Oregon, it's already illegal to build schools in the red zone. However, it is not illegal to have hotels and retirement homes. Okay, you see what they're doing there? I think it has to do with Obamacare. We'll put old age retirement homes there so that after the tsunami, if God forbid, we need money to recoup, we don't have to spend money on that population. All right, that's, that, I don't know, it's a guess. Acosta Elementary School, south of Westport, Washington, is building a new gymnasium tall enough for the roof to serve as a tsunami evacuation structure. Now, that is cool. So if any of you guys live near Westport, Washington, I would ask to rezone your kid to this Acosta Elementary School. Pacific County is seeking to grant to build a large berm. What's a berm? I wonder if they're talking about beam. It says berm next to Long Beach Elementary School for the same purpose. Yeah, you're going to have to do more than that. I mean, this is going to have to be a pretty big structure. High proportions of elderly and disabled citizens unfortunately live in Ocean Shores, Long Beach, Pacific County, Washington, Seaside, Oregon, and vertical evacuation structures may be difficult, but they're going to obviously have to have wheelchair accessible. I would suggest, if you don't mind, a wheelchair accessible elevator, if you can. Some of these elevators are not wheeled, they're really small. And then meanwhile, local groups are constructing post-tsunami plans. How to get food, what should be in a survival kit, how to anchor a home for $5,000. Five people would need at least 900 gallons of water. 1,000-gallon storage tanks can be had, bought for $500. Costco has a one-person, one-year food kit that costs $1,500. They want you to have, like, ham radio, can openers, protective goggles, work gloves, plenty of socks, etc. All right, so are you prepared for a tsunami? Do you, is your home prepped? You know, like for an earthquake, you got to affix everything so they don't fall and break and, you know, land on the kids. You know, do you know how to safely turn off the gas line? Do you know how to turn that off or turn off the utilities? Do you have emergency kits? Do you have a weapon? Do you have your medicines? Do you have, and not, I don't want you to use a weapon on anybody else, but make sure you have something to protect your family, as looters may, you know, get very, very violent. Do you have, your medicines, and, do you have, all your important papers laminated in waterproof type material? It's important stuff, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Braden writes, how do you feel about drug testing for welfare recipients? I smoke marijuana for medical purposes. How would that play out? Okay, I agree with the fact that if you are going to be taking on a welfare check, or an unemployment check, etc., okay, if you're going to be getting any sort of government state aid, you need to, you know, not be using that money for drugs, okay? Now, many times these programs are not necessarily just money handed to you, but like, for example, food stamps. You know, you are given a card, you go to the store, and you use that to purchase food. So, as a doctor, if you suffer from drug addiction, I still want you to eat. I still want you to support your kids. So it is a very, very difficult topic because it's really multifaceted. It's very easy for me to say absolutely. You know, why are you getting a government check when you're doing drugs? Yeah, and then even marijuana. All right, you smoke marijuana for medicinal purposes. If your marijuana treatment, medical treatment, we're not going to call it a marijuana habit anymore, but if your marijuana medical treatment is making you sleepy and preventing you from going to work, why again am I paying for that? Why are my tax dollars going for that? I'd like to not go to work also and get to sleep and et cetera. So you see where there's a controversy. We want to take care of our sick. We want to take care of our elderly. We want to take care of our disabled. We want to take care of our veterans. We want to take care of people that are unable to integrate into the work system by who were victimized by either their disease or by service they did for our country. And the legalization of marijuana is going to complicate matters. Now, this subject has come up because I guess Scott Walker is suing the federal government over the food stamp drug testing. Apparently, federal laws don't give a lot of room for states to impose new conditions on the SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, which has been known as the food stamp system. In Wisconsin, I guess it's called Food Share. And so I guess with Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Scheimel says the lawsuit seeks to provide clarity that the state of Wisconsin has the authority to require drug testing for food share recipients. Now, right now, federal law does not allow states, from what I understand, to allow you to do drug testing to get food stamps. But it does allow states to drug test and make up their own rules for the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, which serves about 4 million Americans. 46 million Americans, however, receive the SNAP or food stamp benefits. So, do the states who have to pay for the food stamps and have to pay this assistance, do they get a chance to screen out? Now, many people will criticize this as, wait a second, this is your way of trying to save money. You're going to find somebody who has a drug addiction, and you're going to prevent them from getting government assistance based on them having drugs in their system. This is your way of just trying to save money. It's going to be controversial, but here's my problem. All right, I don't know where I stand on the food stamp thing because I want kids of these parents getting fed. So I don't know if I would go so far as to preventing food stamps from being given. However, what I do like is knowing if these parents are doing drugs to begin with. And if these parents are doing drugs, are they even fit to be taking care of the kids to begin with? So I guess I'm for drug screening, anybody getting government assistance, and then using that information to decide if this is a home that needs intervention to protect the kids. You see where I'm going with that? And I know people are going to hate that. But we got a problem here. Now, I've told you guys many times, this unemployment benefit issue, you know, could be probably streamlined a lot better if the second you lose your job, you go right to a government job. Same pay, same hours, similar location. Maybe there's an added benefit of some daycare there. Right? Why go home and collect and sit on while getting unemployment? You lost your job. It's devastating. No problem. Monday morning, you got a new job. And then we aren't giving money away. All right? Same job. Same duty. So, if someone's in construction, somebody's in secretarial, paralegal, why can't that happen? All right. It just doesn't make sense. You know, we're watching what's happening with Greece. We are a short step away from that. You can only give so much. You know, one of my, patient's relatives is not a citizen, from what I understand, is still working on citizenship, but already got Medicaid. We are already supporting our illegal immigrants. Where is the money coming from, and when does it run out? You know, there's a hike in taxes where I live with gas. Now, I think what I had to, I couldn't fill up the tank. I didn't have enough money to fill up the tank, so I had to stop at X amount of gallons because it was about $3.36 a gallon. Now, I know that's cheaper than in other parts of the country, but $3.36 a gallon. We're paying for this. Now, many people say, well, wait a second, then this is how you handle the illegal immigrant issue, all right? You just up the sales tax. Anybody wanting to purchase something will up the sales tax. But then again, if they're using welfare checks, if they're using benefits, it's really not that, you know, it's we're really still not getting tax money from the illegal immigrants. So I don't know. How do you tax illegal immigrants? How do you get payback, you know, financial restitution for these illegal immigrants being on Medicaid? And yes, they are. They are getting Medicaid. So I don't know what the answer is. And, you know, maybe this is an excuse. Okay, fine, we'll just drug test. All right, so some of you Americans that, you know, decided to drop some acid or do some blow at a party and unfortunately lost your job and it's still in your system, you are not going to get funding. How do you feel about that? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. What I do know is we need people to work. The more jobs that are out there, now there's going to be less jobs available. Right, now that everything is going internet, you know, there's going to be less stores. Things are done online, you know, central locations. We thought there were going to be all these jobs with the Obamacare rollout. Oh, there's going to be all these little offices. There's going to be people didn't walk into the office for Obamacare help. All right, you know, and did Obamacare, did they really pay, you know, commercial rates? You know, for the rent? No. Centralized center, everything online. That's where things are going for. So I don't even know if we have enough jobs. You know, there's only so many more roads we could build. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, for those of you who require medical marijuana, I think you guys are seeing that the system, is truly flawed. We have legalized marijuana quicker than we have developed the infrastructure. So for those of you that are, with a medical marijuana card, you may still have some protection when it comes to government subsidies or state subsidies, etc., because you have something that qualifies you. But I don't know how that's going to work in states where it's just legal. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, something extremely disturbing was this undercover video of a Planned Parenthood official who was talking about fetal organs being sold, I guess, after the abortion. It was a sting operation, I guess, where two anti-abortion activists posed as employees from a biotech firm. and they met with Deborah Nakatola, Planned Parenthood's Senior Director of Medical Research. They had cameras, and the activist recorded Ms. Nakatola talking about, or I don't know if she's Dr. Nakatola, I have to check, talking about Planned Parenthood's work donating fetal tissue to researchers, and pressed her on whether the clinics were charging for the organs. Okay? The Center for Medical Progress recorded and edited the video and says the footage proves that Planned Parenthood is breaking the law by selling fetal organs. But the video does not show Nakatola explicitly talking about selling the organs. The Planned Parenthood official says the organization is very, very sensitive about being perceived as illegally profiting from organ sales and charges only for the cost of shipping the tissue. I guess the quote was, you know, I would throw a number out. I would say it's probably anywhere from $30 to $100, depending on the facility and what's involved. So now there's the, you know, controversy of, all right, what is happening to the fetal tissue? And are they selling this? I mean, you know, whether it's shipping fees or not. I mean, look at eBay. You know, you get something basically for $2.99, but then the shipping is $15.99. You're like, wait a second, that just cost me $18. What's going on here? In a statement, a spokeswoman for Planned Parenthood says the video misrepresents the organization's work. Planned Parenthood clinics, with the patient's permission, may sometimes donate fetal tissue for use in stem cell research. And the spokesperson added that the group's affiliates, which operate independently, do not profit from these donations. They say at several of our health centers, we help patients who want to donate tissue for scientific research, and we do this just like every other high-quality healthcare provider does, with full appropriate consent from patients and under the highest ethical and legal standards. In some instances, actual costs, such as the cost of transport tissue to leading research centers, are reimbursed, which is standard across the medical field. He accused the Center for Medical Progress for mounting a misleading attack similar to those by other groups that have tried to mount undercover stings targeting Planned Parenthood. But anti-abortion groups say that this video shows that Planned Parenthood is essentially selling fetal organs, that Congress and other authorities should investigate, because buying and selling human fetal tissue is illegal in the U.S. Federal regulations also prohibit anyone from altering the timing or method of an abortion for the sole purpose of later using that tissue in research. Donating the tissue for research, however, is legal with a woman's consent. I guess one of the quotes is, we've been very good at getting heart, lung, liver because we know that. So I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below. I'm going to crush above. And I'm going to see if I could get it all intact, was one of her quotes. So, you know, she kind of talks about, you know, the body parts, et cetera. And sometimes they'll do ultrasound guidance, et cetera. So I can't tell, you know, honestly with this. It's frustrating to me if there is a manipulation going on and if there is anything illegal with how the government seems to really, really protect Planned Parenthood. Like when Komen for the Cure, I guess, was concerned about donating money to Planned Parenthood. I'm not sure what was going on with their budget or if it was a political move, etc. But Congress stepped in and intervened, you know, because Komen for the Cure was going to withhold funding to Planned Parenthood. And I've never seen anything like that where the government will intervene with a charity to kind of force them to donate to another organization. Unless I've been really missing out, but that just blew my mind. And so I don't know if even the government would even investigate this. Okay? You know, everybody in the government seems to really, really love Planned Parenthood. Now, mind you, many of my patients benefit from getting pelvic exams there and pap smears, etc. But the abortion controversy will always be there. And what exactly is happening with the fetuses? It's a very, very gruesome, very sad, you know, gruesome process that we have to think about as we hear, like, for example, how she has to crush the fetus you know, and be careful not to crush the organs as the abortion is being taken out. You know, no matter where you stand on the pro-choice, pro-life issue, we are talking about a fetus, something alive that has to be put down, all right, and not be alive anymore, either by extraction, either by manipulation, etc. And so it's creepy. It really is. All right, so when one of the activists in the video said, okay, so when you are, or when the affiliate is determining what that monetary, so that it doesn't raise question of, this is what it's, what price range would you, and that's what she talked about, it probably anywhere from 30 to 100, depending on the facility. Again, I don't know how much that, incriminates them, but, it just brings back the process, the discussion of, you know, this is what's happening. You know, I mean, this is, you know, and there was an article that came out saying many women that have abortions don't regret them. I believe the percentage was like 90, gosh, it was up in the 90s. Oh, here we go. The study found that 99% of women said that they felt they made the right choice in terminating their pregnancies, even up to 3 years afterwards, according to a study published July 8th in the journal Plus One. So, researchers looked at 667 women who had abortions between 2008 and 2010 at 30 U.S. clinics, and the participants answered questions about their experiences every 6 months. Claims that women suffer from psychological harm from their abortions and that large proportions of women come to regret, they say, are not true, according to study researcher Corrine Rocha, an epidemiologist at the University of California, San Francisco. You know, it's interesting. You know, I've had patients that did regret, and I've had patients that, you know, 20 years later go, you know, did I make the wrong decision? You know, my child could be out there. My child I could have a relationship with. And all I could do is I could tell them, look, you can't beat yourself up over the past. You know, you move on. And, you know, because you can't change the past. We all make decisions. You know, we get into relationships, and then we make decisions with the consequences of it. But, you know, I'd still like to know, what are we doing with our youth in terms of preventing them from needing to get an abortion in the first place? Whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, I think we all agree that we don't want a child, teenager or young lady, feeling like their only option is abortion. And so what can we do to help prevent that from happening? Yeah, we recommend condoms, but people don't use condoms. We see a lot of date rape. Nobody stops to put on a condom. So what do we do to protect our women? Okay, do we make sure they have easy access to birth control? Do we try to train them to, like, not be in a situation where they are alone with, you know, a date that could lead to a date rape? Do we, you know, teach people to wait till they're married? Do we talk about abstinence again? No, we can't talk about abstinence in the classroom. We can't. Why not? Why not? I've seen women devastated. I don't understand this study where 99% say they didn't have an issue with it. I've seen women devastated with it. I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.